Just across Main Street from where the new Harbor Center is going up, archaeologists, historians, and graduate students are digging down for artifacts that tell Buffalo's story.
We're halfway between the harbor and the canal, so this area right here was very busy after the canal was built up until about 1900 or so with harbor to canal traffic. They would unload the ships that came from all over the Great Lakes, and then they would transfer, they would hold the products here and then transfer them to canal boats, and they would go to points east.
Nathan Montag, a historian with the University at Buffalo's Archaeological Survey, says the excavation will go about 8 feet deep.
This is also a very heavily trafficked area for immigrants and emigrants. People moving from the east, foreigners would come down off the canal boats before the railroads came through, and they would make their way down Main Street to get on ships to go head out to the west.
But Montag points out Canal Side is one of the first areas settled when the village of Buffalo was laid out.
So we could find artifacts from as early as the late 1700s, 1790s.
Initial work last week uncovered a foundation and bricks from a building Montag says was likely demolished in the late 1940s. He also worked on an excavation in the area last summer.
So we found bottles, building materials, nails, tools, pieces of toys.
Along with telling Buffalo's story, Montag says one of the main goals is to educate people about archaeology.
People can come down, see how archaeology is done, talk to the archaeologists, talk about even other projects that we've done.
The excavation schedule is available online at canalsidebuffalo.org. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.